Americans are signing up for food stamps in record numbers. More than 29 million people are now receiving help from the government program. The only other time so many Americans requested food stamps was immediately after Hurricane Katrina. Stacy Dean is a food stamp specialist at the Center on Budget and Policy Priorities, a nonpartisan research group. She's in the studio. Welcome to the program.
Thanks for having me.
We saw dramatic increases in food stamp enrollment before, during the recession of the early 1990s, for example. But these kinds of numbers, what's driving so many people to sign up for food assistance now?
Well, the struggling economy is the single biggest factor for rising food stamp caseloads. More and more people are losing income, and they're facing rising food prices and fuel prices. And it's just gotten to the point where they can't afford to put food on the table.
Who's signing up?
Well, you have to be low income to participate in the program. So we had millions of people participating before. Joining their ranks are the newly unemployed seniors who just can't get by with rising food prices, for example.
Are more middle class or people who used to be in that bracket signing up?
Well, we don't know for sure yet whether the people who have signed up in the last year are those who were once middle class. Clearly, they're no longer middle class if they're participating in the program. But we do know that some of the states with the highest increases in food stamps, let's say Florida, Utah, New York, those are also the states that have had the highest rates of mortgage foreclosures and also rising unemployment numbers. So that suggests that these are perhaps middle class folks who've been hit by the economy.
What qualifications do people have to meet before they can participate in the program?
Well, they have to be low income, which means that they can't have income greater than 130% of the poverty line, but maybe a little less techie way of putting that is that for a family of three, they have to have annual income less than $23,000 a year.
How far does the typical food stamp benefit stretch at the grocery store?
Well, the typical food stamp benefit for a family of three is about $256 a month. So the family clearly has to combine some of their own income with food stamps to make it through the month. Lots of people say that benefits run out after a couple of weeks and that they're really stuck at that point and need to turn to help from local charity or buy less expensive food, which often means less healthy food.
So the current food stamp eligibility guidelines, are they keeping pace with people's economic needs? I mean, given the rate of unemployment, the rising cost of food?
I don't think food stamp benefits are enough to buy a basic diet. Congress did just pass changes to ensure that food stamp benefits keep pace with inflation, and that's a great change, but it doesn't address whether benefits are enough to buy a bare-bones basic diet. And that's a place where the program's really falling short and doing a disservice to the people who turn to it.
Do you expect the numbers of those who apply for the program to increase given the economic situation right now?
I do. The 29 million figure you cited was from July. Since then, we've had several hurricanes and the recent debacle on Wall Street. So I would imagine that we'll probably break the 30 million mark pretty soon.
Stacy Dean is the Director of Food Assistance Policy at the Center on Budget and Policy Priorities. Thanks for coming in.
Thanks for having me.